All right, so are you ready to swap out those spreadsheets for some cobblestone streets? Because today we're diving into your Scotland trip.
Oh, sounds exciting.
Yeah, it does 8 days, Edinburgh, Inverness, and Glasgow. You've got a fantastic itinerary here.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
And I can't wait to uncover the stories behind all these iconic locations.
Absolutely. Scotland offers such a unique blend of history, nature, and culture. And each of the cities on your itinerary provides a really different window into what makes this country so captivating.
I love that it really does seem like you've got it all covered.
I hope so.
So let's start with your first stop, Edinburgh.
Okay.
You'll be spending 4 days and 3 nights at the Apex Waterloo Place Hotel,
Sounds fancy.
checking in at 2 p.m. and out at 11 a.m.
Okay.
Plenty of time to soak up the city without feeling rushed.
For sure.
And speaking of soaking things up, day two is all about the Royal Mile Tour.
All right.
What makes this street so special that it gets its own, royal designation?
Well, aside from just the charming name, the Royal Mile really does embody centuries of Edinburgh's history.
Wow.
Imagine this. It's not just a street, but it's a carefully measured Scots mile connecting Edinburgh Castle, which is perched high atop an extinct volcano,
Wow.
to the Palace of Holyrood House, the official residence of the British monarch in Scotland. So it's literally a walk through the heart of Scottish power and heritage.
That's fascinating.
It is.
And Edinburgh Castle itself, I see from your notes that you'll be visiting this on the tour.
Yes, definitely a must see.
Not only that, but you'll get a chance to see the honors of Scotland,
Yes.
which I have to admit, I initially pictured as some sort of ceremonial knighting,
Right.
like a little help here for those of us less familiar with Scottish royal traditions.
Yes, so easy to get those confused.
Okay.
The honors of Scotland are actually the Scottish crown jewels, a crown, a scepter, and a sword of state.
Okay.
Dating back to the 16th and 17th centuries, they represent the Scottish monarchy and have played a role in coronations throughout the ages. And yes, they are incredibly ornate. In fact, the crown itself features pearls that predate Christopher Columbus's arrival in the Americas.
Wow, that's amazing. Talk about some serious historical bling.
It is quite something.
And you can't forget about Mons Meg, that massive cannon from the 15th century, also housed within the castle walls.
Oh, yes, Mons Meg is a true testament to Edinburgh's strategic importance throughout the ages.
I bet.
In her time, she was a powerful symbol of military might, capable of launching a 150-kilogram stone ball over 2 miles.
Okay, I've got to admit, giant cannons aren't usually my thing.
I understand.
But I can appreciate a good siege weapon when I hear about it.
Of course.
Let's move on to day three. You've got some free time built in,
Always good.
which is always a good thing when you're exploring a new city. I see you've got the Scottish Gallery of Arts, the Queen's Gallery, and the Aerodynamic Earth Exhibition on your radar.
All great options.
What should we prioritize if we only have time for one?
That's a tough choice. They each offer something really unique, but if you're looking for a quintessential Edinburgh experience, I'd recommend the Scottish Gallery of Arts. You'll find a diverse collection there. Scottish masters like Ramsay and Raeburn, as well as Impressionist works, and even some pieces by Botticelli and Degas.
Oh, wow.
It's a great way to connect with the artistic spirit of Scotland while also appreciating art from around the world.
That sounds like a great blend of local flair and world-renowned art, a perfect combination for getting a taste of Edinburgh's cultural scene.
It is.
All right, that wraps up our exploration of Edinburgh for this part, but don't worry, we're just getting started. Up next, we'll be venturing from the royal streets of Edinburgh to the misty shores of Loch Ness. Get ready for some serious scenery because it's time to talk about Inverness.
Let's do it.
From the majestic Edinburgh Castle to those captivating paintings in the Scottish Gallery of Arts, Edinburgh has already proven to be a treasure trove of history and culture.
It is.
But now get ready to trade those cobblestone streets for something a bit more rugged as we shift gears from the royal city of Edinburgh to the gateway of the Scottish Highlands, Inverness.
Yeah, Inverness is often described as a place where ancient myths and breathtaking natural wonders kind of collide.
It sounds magical already.
It is.
And your journey there is just as exciting as the destination itself, a scenic 4-hour train ride through the heart of Scotland.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
You'll be traveling second class, which is perfect for soaking up the views as you wind your way through the countryside.
You're right.
And speaking of views, you'll be spending 3 days and 2 nights at the AC Hotel by Marriott
Oh,
Inverness,
very nice.
complete with a picturesque river view.
I love that.
But before we get too cozy in our hotel rooms, let's talk about the highlight of your Inverness leg, Day 5's Isle of Skye tour.
The Isle of Skye, a place where rugged mountains meet the sea, shrouded in mist and legend, It's a landscape that has inspired poets, artists, and storytellers for centuries.
Oh, wow.
It's a very special place.
It sounds absolutely magical.
It is.
And you'll be getting an early start heading out along the Great Glen Fault Line.
Yes.
That's not just any old road trip, is it?
No, not at all. The Great Glen Fault Line is this massive geological fracture that has shaped the landscape of Scotland for millions of years.
Wow.
It's responsible for creating these dramatic valleys, glens, and lochs, including the famed Loch Ness that define this region.
Speaking of Loch Ness, I see from your itinerary that a certain mythical monster might be making an appearance on this tour.
Yeah.
Any advice for increasing our chances of a Nessie sighting?
Well, you know, keep your eyes peeled and your camera ready.
Okay.
While Nessie sightings are rare and often debated,
right,
the legend itself is so deeply intertwined with the history and folklore of this region.
For sure.
So whether you catch a glimpse of the elusive creature or not,
you're right,
the sheer beauty of Loch Ness is sure to leave a lasting impression.
I have a feeling that even without Nessie, that photo op at Castle Urquhart perched right on the loch's edge will be one for the scrapbook.
Oh, absolutely.
This castle must have some stories to tell.
Oh, it does. Castle Urquhart has stood for centuries bearing witness to clan rivalries, Jacobite uprisings, and the ebb and flow of Scottish history.
Wow.
Its strategic location on Loch Ness made it a crucial stronghold for controlling the surrounding region.
I bet.
Imagine the tales those ancient walls could tell.
I'd love to hear them.
Right.
It's amazing to think about all the history that has unfolded in this one place.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've had our Nessie encounter,
explored
the depths of Scottish history at Castle Urquhart, and now we're finally crossing over to the Isle of Skye itself. What can you tell us about the journey once we reach the island?
Well, prepare to be captivated by the raw beauty of the Highlands.
Okay.
You'll journey up the island's east coast, passing through the iconic Red Quillan Mountains, a site that has inspired countless works of art and literature.
Beautiful.
You'll also be making a stop at Eilean Donnan Castle, arguably the most photographed castle in Scotland.
Oh, wow.
And I have a feeling you'll understand why when you see it.
A castle worthy of a postcard. I've got my camera ready, but I have to ask, what's so special about these Red Quillan Mountains?
Well, the Red Quillan Mountains are more than just a pretty backdrop.
Okay.
They hold a really special place in Scottish folklore.
I love that.
Legend has it that these peaks were once the playground of giants and fairies, and their rugged slopes are said to be steeped in ancient magic.
No way.
So whether you believe in fairies or not, there's an undeniable aura of mystery and wonder that surrounds these mountains.
Wow, I'm starting to think I might need to extend my trip just to spend more time exploring those mystical peaks. But for now, let's get back to the itinerary. After soaking up the views of the Red Quillans, you'll be stopping for a photo op at Sligachan, a picturesque spot known for its clear mountain waters.
Yes.
Before enjoying some free time in Portree, the island's largest town, any hidden gems or local favorites you recommend checking out during this downtime?
Yeah, Portree is a really charming harbor town full of colorful houses, friendly locals, and delicious seafood restaurants. Yeah. I'd recommend taking a stroll along the harbor, soaking up the lively atmosphere, and treating yourself to some fresh-caught seafood. You won't be disappointed.
That sounds amazing.
And if you have a sweet tooth, be sure to try some tablet.
Tablet?
Yeah, it's a traditional Scottish treat that will satisfy any sugar craving.
Fresh seafood and Scottish sweets, that sounds like the perfect way to refuel after a day of exploring castles and mountains.
It is.
But the adventure doesn't end there, does it? What comes after Portree?
Well, hold on to your hats, because the journey continues with the iconic scenery of the Trotternish Peninsula.
Okay.
Home to the otherworldly rock formations of the Old Man of Storkilt Rock and the Quirring.
Wow, those are some names.
I know, right?
There's something else.
They're very descriptive.
Yeah, these natural wonders are like something straight out of a fantasy novel, each with its own unique character and charm. It sounds absolutely breathtaking. I have a feeling those names, the Old Man of Storkilt Rock, the Quirring, will be permanently etched in my memory after seeing them in person.
Oh.
Okay, so we've covered the legendary Loch Ness, the historic Castle Urquhart, the magical Red Quillan Mountains, the charming town of Portree, and the unforgettable Trotternish Peninsula. Is there anything else we need to know about this epic Isle of Skye adventure?
Just one more thing, and this is important for budgeting purposes. The entrance fee to Eilean Donnan Castle is not included in the tour price.
Oh, okay.
So you can decide whether you'd like to venture inside or simply admire its beauty from afar.
That's a great point. It's always good to be prepared. Well, I have to say this Isle of Skye tour sounds like a day trip for the ages.
It is.
But eventually, all good things must come to an end, at least for now. After soaking up the last of Skye's rugged beauty, you'll be heading back towards Inverness, taking a different route to experience even more of the Highlands' diverse landscapes.
Yeah, it's a beautiful drive back as well.
From the ancient castles to those mystical lochs, the rugged mountains to the charming towns, you've truly experienced the magic of the Scottish Highlands.
It's really something else.
But your adventure isn't over yet.
Nope.
Get ready to trade those sweeping vistas for vibrant cityscapes as we journey south to Glasgow, Scotland's largest city.
Glasgow often takes visitors by surprise.
Really?
It's a city that really seamlessly blends its industrial past with this modern artistic spirit, all set against the backdrop of the River Clyde.
I love that. And you'll be experiencing that journey in style, a 3.5-hour train ride first class this time.
Ooh, fancy.
I'm picturing comfy seats, panoramic windows, and maybe even a cup of tea as you watch the scenery unfold.
Sounds lovely.
You'll be spending 3 days and 2 nights at the Clayton Hotel Glasgow, giving you plenty of time to uncover what this dynamic city has to offer. So let's dive into day 7. It looks like you've got a jam-packed day of exploring ahead, starting with the Glasgow City Tour.
Yes, the Glasgow City Tour is a fantastic way to get acquainted with the city's like multifaceted personality. This 4-hour walking tour takes you through the heart of Glasgow, unveiling its hidden gems, architectural marvels, and the stories behind its industrial past.
Speaking of architectural marvels, I noticed that Glasgow is known for its Victorian and Art Nouveau architecture, a stark contrast to the castles and stone houses we've seen so far. What kind of buildings or landmarks should we be on the lookout for during this tour?
Well, keep your eyes peeled for the Glasgow School of Art.
Okay.
A masterpiece of Art Nouveau designed by Charles Rennie Mackintosh, the City Chambers, with its grand Victorian facade, is another architectural gem. And don't miss the Glasgow Cathedral, a stunning example of Scottish Gothic architecture that dates back to the 12th century.
Wow, a 12th century cathedral in the heart of a modern city, that's quite a juxtaposition.
It really is.
And I see from your itinerary that a visit to the Kelvin Grove Art Gallery and Museum is also highly recommended. It seems like Glasgow has a vibrant art scene to match its architectural wonders.
Absolutely. The Kelvin Grove Art Gallery and Museum is a true testament to Glasgow's artistic spirit, housed in a magnificent Spanish Baroque building. It boasts an eclectic collection ranging from European masters like Rembrandt and Van Gogh to artifacts from ancient Egypt and beyond.
Wow.
It's a treasure trove of art, history, and culture.
It's amazing how art has a way of connecting us across cultures and time periods.
Yes.
From the ancient Egyptians to the Dutch masters, it's all there under one roof.
Okay, so we've explored the city's architectural gems, immersed ourselves in art and history at the Kelvin Grove. What other adventures await us on day 7?
Get ready to indulge your senses.
Okay.
Because it's time for the Clydeside Distillery Tour and tasting.
Now, that's what I call a perfect way to end a day of exploring. I have to admit, a wee dram of Scotch whiskey has been on my mind ever since we started planning this deep dive.
As it should be.
But for someone who might be new to the world of whiskey, what can they expect from this distillery tour and tasting?
Well, the Clydeside Distillery is more than just a place to sample whiskey.
It's an immersive experience that takes you through the entire whiskey-making process.
Cool.
You'll learn about the history of Glasgow's whiskey industry, witness firsthand how this beloved spirit is crafted, and, of course, get to savor those complex flavors during the tasting session.
Nice.
They even offer a chocolate pairing experience.
Ooh.
Which is a delightful way to discover how those different flavor profiles complement each other.
Chocolate and whiskey. Now that's a pairing I can get behind. I'm already feeling more relaxed just thinking about it. And speaking of relaxing, I have to say this entire trip seems incredibly well organized. You've got your airport transportation between cities, daily breakfast, those incredible guided tours, and even on-trip support if needed.
Yeah, it's all taken care of.
That's what I call stress-free travel.
Exactly.
It really is.
No stress here.
So for those of us who like to have a plan but are always open to a little spontaneity, it's like having a personal travel assistant in your back pocket. But for now, let's savor these last few moments of our virtual adventure. We wandered through the royal streets of Edinburgh, explored the rugged beauty of the Isle of Skye, and now we've uncovered the artistic spirit of Glasgow. What a journey it's been.
It has been wonderful sharing it with you.
And like all great journeys, this one is about to begin for our listener.
That's right.
As you embark on your Scottish adventure, remember to keep your senses open. embrace the unexpected, and let the magic of Scotland weave its spell.
Beautifully said. I love that. And don't forget to pack your sense of adventure.
Yes. And maybe an extra suitcase for all those souvenirs.
Always a good idea.
Safe travels, and until next time, keep exploring.